Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
ABC News Chief Investigative Reporter Josh Margolin joining us now live on WBEN with a look at what we know so far. Josh, thanks for being with us. This suspect, I guess we do know a little bit about him. He had been active online, and we know of some of his interests that could lead to finding out more in this investigation, right?
That's what it's looking like right now. Obviously, there are a lot of caveats because they have not formally charged him. They have not formally identified him. But it does seem that this individual was at one point a Trump supporter some years ago. He then soured on Trump. And it seems that his issue, to the extent that there is a political kind of philosophy at work here, his issue is Ukraine. He went to Ukraine. He had done interviews. He wanted to be a fighter in Ukraine in their war against Russia. And he was disturbed with President Trump, apparently.
Josh, do we know if he fired shots at Trump yesterday?
Actually, we don't know the answer to that question. It's because nobody has a video of what actually occurred. We know that they have retrieved bullets or shell casings from his weapon at that spot. Now, the question is, did he just drop bullets out of a box as he was loading the weapon? Did he fire test shots at some other point that nobody ever heard? So that's going to be one of the angles of questions today, whether or not that happened. We also know there were shots fired for sure by the Secret Service defending Trump, right? They like you see on television in the movies, they shouted at the guy something along the lines of put the gun down, hands up, who are you, whatever. And then he did not listen to their direction, and they fired in his direction, and that's when he took off.
And then it seems like an important point that maybe we'll never really know the answer to, Josh. Why was he there in the first place? Did he know something about the president's schedule that wasn't publicized?
Well, right. That's obviously something that they're investigating. There are a couple of points on that. First of all, the stop at the golf club was not publicized. But this is one of the places that Trump does go to in Florida when he's in Florida. So somebody who might familiarize themselves with Trump's activities and the locations he frequents might know to look there. But obviously, they didn't announce that Trump was going there, and they certainly didn't announce that he was going to play, you know, a round of golf. So how did the guy get there? But the spot is known to the Secret Service. It's known to the media that follows Trump. This is a location at the golf club where you actually have a line of sight from outside the fence line. And so he was outside the security perimeter, technically, but with a line of sight to the course, to the green right there. So that they have to find out. And that's why one of the reasons why they're looking at his phone, social media. Did he follow Trump? Was he planning this? There is a report right now that we believe is accurate that he had apparently visited the location several times, the alleged would-be attacker. But did he visit other locations also is the question.
You know, I'm also wondering, too, is there a different level of security if he's at a campaign event versus doing something personal like golfing?
Well, there absolutely are different levels of security for all of these protectees. They're all in the category of protectees, right? And then you have the president is the highest level. And then you have the candidates, you have the vice president, and the group of vehicles and security that travel with those people depends on their jobs. Obviously, a presidential candidate doesn't necessarily have all of the military and national security stuff that follows along with the president of the United States. But when Trump, even as an ex-president, is traveling around, there's an ambulance and there are other kinds of things, like 40 cars that travel with him. But Secret Service likes to use secrecy to help with security. So they believe that if they don't announce a visit, then obviously it's a more secure visit because the public doesn't know the president's going to be there or the person is going to be there. In the case of a public campaign rally, everyone knows that the person's going to be there. And so they have to take extra precautions because if, God forbid, somebody is planning to do something, they know where they're going and they know that the person that they might be aiming for is going to be on site.
Well, Josh, thank you for the update this morning. Appreciate it. Josh Margolin joining us live here on WBEN.